The rain slashes his face as Doran urges Meriwen down from the ridge road and along the muddy flat and toward the trees south of Jarnish's yard. Leedrill has to be at the factor's or somewhere near. He had left Dieve once his senses indicated she was getting nearer. In Cleth, at least, he will be closer to anywhere else in Spidlar, between the roads and the river. Cleth is noticeably warmer than Dieve, and the snow has begun to melt off, leaving the fields with a blotchy appearance. As he guides Meriwen into Jarnish's yard, he recognizes the cart tilted upward by the stable. Both the burning in his guts and the fear in his heart are sharp, sharp enough to cut. And lying over the entire yard is a sense of diffuse whiteness, a vague fog of chaos. Even before he dismounts, Jarnish is rushing from the kitchen.
I was going to send a message, but no one was going to Dieve.
The chaos Doran sensed clings to the factor. Doran swings down and immediately brings the black staff into his hand.
I did what I could, Master Doran. I got the traitor here. I did.
Where is she?
She. Leedrill. That's the one I mean.
Doran swallows. Jarnish does not know?
Where is Leedrill?
Couldn't put him in the house.
Jarnish's eyes edge to the stable. Doran, staff in hand, marches to the stable. The agony welling from the beaten and whipped figure lying on the pallet in the corner of the stable grasps at him, and for a moment he cannot see, so blinding is the pain in and behind his eyes.
I owe the traitor, but not enough for the whites. See what they did? Brother, they fired in his warehouse. Thought you could help.
Jarnish pulls at his beard.
Can you move? Don't want...
I'll take care of the traitor, but I can't move. Not now.
Doran's forehead beads with sweat despite the chill of the stall. Leedrill? Why? Just because she hasn't paid road duties or joined the Traders Association? Or because she carried his toys? Or because the whites are after him?
You'll move the traitor as soon as you can?
His eyes burn as he turns on Jarnish.
The whites aren't anywhere close. Not the ones you fear. I'm the one you need to fear.
He lifts the staff.
You wouldn't even put her in the house, you gutless bastard!
Jarnish backs away.
Get me some boiling water, clean cloths, and some blankets.
Jarnish looks at the healer blankly.
You want us out of here? Then get me boiling water, clean cloths, and blankets!
As Jarnish stumbles from the stable, Doran wipes his eyes. His hands touch the surprisingly small wrists. Blood is everywhere, crusted across her back, down her legs, matted into her skull, yet none of the wounds is deep, as if they were designed for pain and more pain. Even worse is the feel of chaos that coats her, although it mostly dusts her, unlike the factor who seems infused with the whiteness. His fingers brush her arms, sensing the infections beginning on her back and thighs. At least the pallet and sheet on which she lies are clean. The dark pulse of order finally beats strongly in Leedrill's weakened frame. Darkness has closed over the stable when Doran curls up on the straw in one of the two blankets Jarnish has so reluctantly furnished. The dark staff rests beside his fingertips, and he hopes that it will alert him to any danger. Outside, the darkness remains when he wakes, grasping for the staff.
No, no, not that.
Doran touches her forehead.
Oh, just rest easy.
Doran? Where? Oh, I'm so thirsty. Why did you hurt me? Why?
Half of her words dwell on his hurting her. Why? As he questions, he eases the slightest trace of water between her lips and uses his senses to slide her back into a deeper and healing sleep. Whether he will sleep after glimpsing the horror in her thoughts is another question. His fingers clench around the staff, and he wishes he were a blade like Kadara and Breda. But how can he forge destruction out of order? And if he can, should he? But Cresslin did. The Founders did, and they survived. What kind of machine? What kind of magic knives, as Breda has put it? He does not know, but he will heal Leedrill, and he will repay the whites somehow. Leedrill is probably not well enough to travel, but Doran will risk it, muddy roads and all, before staying longer so close to the chaos that has grown up around Jarnish. After readying the horses, he pauses, rubbing his stubbly face, realizing that worrying about shaving is stupid. Time enough to shave when he gets back to Dieve.
You owe me!
Jarnish slides into the stable. Doran turns and meets him.
You owe me, healer, for taking in your lady trader. It was a big risk for me.
Doran's hands reach to the staff he is about to place in the makeshift holder beside the cart seat, where he can easily reach it in this time of trouble. The fingers of his right hand tighten around the dark wood.
It was little risk.
You owe me!
Then I will repay you in like coin.
Doran releases the staff. Jarnish looks up, and Doran's eyes catch the other man's. And the smith's hands, hard and unyielding like the iron he fashions, seize Jarnish's hands by the wrists.
I will repay you in order.
Doran weaves order around the factor.
You will no longer be able to tolerate chaos in the slightest of matters. Your skin will itch and crawl when it nears you.
His eyes flare, and darkness falls from them over Jarnish, who tries to break from the iron grasp. The traitor has shivered, whimpered once, and ceased his struggle long before Doran releases him.
You've killed me!
The older man's hands rip at his clothes. Then he turns and shambles from the stable, scratching his neck and pulling at his garments. Doran does not watch, instead returning to the stall and lifting the pallet, leadrill and all, into the cart. Then he leads the cart horse and Meriwen out of the stable.